So let's review. Zakh de Mishnah, Hanoide minam avoshel mutter betzli ubeshalik. A person who makes a neder in which he prohibits himself from eating or benefiting from avoshel cooked food, he's only forbidden in avoshel fully cooked food, but permitted in tzli roasted and shalik partially cooked foods. The Gemara cites a braisa with a second opinion. Rabbi Yeshia Oyser. Rabbi Yeshia holds that tzli and shalik are also prohibited. The Gemara gives two explanations of this machlekes. The Mishnah holds mutter b'tzli u'b'shalik because b'nedarim halach achar losh b'nei adam. A neder is interpreted by the people's usage, and when people say mavushal, they do not mean tzli b'shalik. While Rabbi Yeshia holds asr b'tzli b'shalik because b'nedarim halach achar losh b'nei adam. A neder is interpreted by the Torah's usage, and when the Torah states mavushal, it also includes tzli b'shalik, as we see in the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. In which the word bishul is used for the Karban Pesach, which is tzli. The Ran says that this is also the Yerushalmi's explanation to the Machlekes. A second explanation is that both agree that benedarim halach lashem bnei adam. However, ba'astra de tana de lan, letzli correlates tzli, ul mavushal correlates mavushal. In the tana, the Mishnah's area, they would not use mavushal when referring to tzli. However, Ba'as and Rabbi Yeshia afil etzli kar mevushal. In Rabbi Yeshia's area, people did use the word mevushal when referring to tzli. The Mishnah continues, Amar kainim tavshal she'en etayim, a person who said, I will not taste a tavshal cooked food. Asr b'maisa g'deir rach, u'mutr b'ava. He's only forbidden in cooked foods that are loose or have sauce, because as the Gemara explains, Haytana komididim es achol b'rifta tavshal karalei. Our Mishnah holds that the word tavshal only refers to cooked food that is eaten with bread. However, mutar ba'ava, he's permitted in thick and solid foods which are not eaten with bread. The Gemara says, however, b'bavel asr ba'ava. In bavel, thick foods are also prohibited because achli nama b'nahama, they eat bread with all foods, even with thick cereal. The Mishnah adds, u'mutar b'beya tumata u'bidlasar mutza. And he's permitted in an egg that was cooked numerous times, as the Gemara describes in the next daf, and a cooked squash, which as the Gemara later explains, are also not eaten with bread. The Gemara cites a braisa which elaborates on this halacha. Hanoidim min ha-tavshal, asr b'chol mini tavshal, v'asr b'tzli u'b'shalik u'b'mavushal. That hanoidim min ha-tavshal is asr even b'tzli u'b'shalik. The braisa makes an important distinction between mavushal, which excludes tzli u'b'shalik, because mevushal means cooked food, and tavshal, which includes tzli v'shalik, because tavshal means a prepared dish. The braisa continues, v'asa b'hitriya es rakos, sh'acholin oichlin ben pitin. Hanoidim min ha-tavshal is forbidden in soft squash, because sick people eat squash with bread. However, the Gemara asks from an incident in which Rabbi Yirmiyah's doctor said that kara squash is detrimental to a sick person, the Gemara gives three explanations. Ha brekichi, soft squash is beneficial. Ha bashuni, hard squash is detrimental. Ha bigavei dekar, the inner part of a squash is beneficial. Ha bekar gufe, the outer part is detrimental. Rava says all squash, ben rekuchi ve nashuni, are detrimental to a sick person. However, man chaylin rabbanan, the braisa that says squash is beneficial to chaylin refers to Talmid Chacham, as the Ran explains. Afila bibriyusin hintishushikayach. Talmid Chacham are considered chaylin because they are weakened by their Torah learning. The Gemara continues to discuss the eating customs in Bavel. Rav Huna ka'achol daisa be'etzbase. Rav Huna would eat daisa, cooked cereal, with his fingers, because amarav daisa be'etzbase basim, v'koldekin betartin, v'koldekin betlas. Rav says that daisa is tasty when eaten with one finger, and even more so with two and three fingers. Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yehuda were served daisa in one plate. Chad ochel daisa be'etzbase. One ate with his fingers, so that roik, his saliva, can be wiped off and not mixed into the daisa. V'chad ochel behutza, while one ate with a piece of wood, so that tzaya, dirt under his nails, is not mixed into the daisa. The Gemara continues with other incidents of eating habits. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon aisu l'kameyu bluspian. They were served figs that are hard to digest. Rabbi Yehuda achol, Rabbi Yehuda ate them because shenismach alein lamachar. They nourish for a long time while they remain in the body. Rabbi Shimon lo yachol, Rabbi Shimon did not eat them because ein yoytzin mibnei ma'ayim kol icher. They're hard to digest and remain in the body. The Gemara relates that Rabbi Yehuda hayu panav tzuhuvan. He had a glowing countenance. Because chachmas adam tar panav, one's wisdom brightens his face, his Torah shines through his face. However, when he was asked about it by his Rebbe Reb Shimon, who said, hayim panecha tzuhuvan, he answered out of modesty, emesh heviu lanetradin v'achlam. It's from the beets I ate last night. When asked about it by Hahi Matronisa, a Roman noblewoman, who said, Mer Varavi, you appear intoxicated. He answered that he's not intoxicated, but he does have difficulty digesting wine, and just from Arbo Kos de Pisri, he has headaches until Shavuos. When asked about it by Hahu Tzaduki, who said, Panecha Doimin, Ikamalvi Ribis, Ikamagadli Chazirin, he answered, Bihudoi Tarve Asun. You know very well that these practices are forbidden. Rather, it's because I frequent the Beis HaKiseh. He answered each question accordingly, but would not say the true reason due to his great modesty.